From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says it's detected signs Syria is preparing another chemical weapons attack that could result in mass casualties. The Defense Department said the preparations were taking place at a Syrian airbase used to launch a sarin gas strike April 4. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said Monday's White House statement was intended to send a message not just to President Bashar al-Assad, but his allies Iran and Russia. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the statement needs no further comment.
I think that the message from the statement yesterday was extremely clear. I don't think it was a gray area. It was pretty black and white.
State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said while she cannot comment on the intelligence prompting the statement, the Syrian threat of attack appears to be credible.
As you all are aware, there are a lot of these things that will pop up sometimes that we just can't get into the details about this. But this has obviously gotten the attention of the United States government at the highest level.
The U.S. launched a cruise missile strike targeting the Syrian airbase shortly after the April attack that killed nearly 90 in rebel-held Idlib province. Syria denied carrying out the attack. Meanwhile, UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura Tuesday expressed hope talks in Kazakhstan next week will help create favorable conditions for the next round of Geneva peace talks.
We are at the time of testing whether the political will exists for real de-escalation and more meaningful political talks.
The Astana talks have centered on creation of so-called de-escalation zones. At least 8 people, 4 policemen and 4 children, were killed Tuesday by a roadside bomb in southern Kenya. The explosion took place near the town of Kanuga in Lamu County. Areas near the Somali border have been hit by a series of attacks by al-Shabaab. This is VOA News.